This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: Is New Zealand still stuck in 1985? Social thread slams grubby China trade approach. While Canadian delegation shows how it's done, while the rest of the world heads into the biotech century, New Zealand just sent a delegation to China looking more like a 1985 dairy board reunion than a future-facing trade mission. A now-viral LinkedIn thread by former Alibaba ANZ boss Piers Smulders summed up the mood: grubby, transactional, and embarrassingly one-sided. While PM Christopher Luxon was busy snapping selfies and talking up hundreds of millions in dairy and education deals, innovation leaders back home were asking a simple question: where the hell were our food tech companies? "We treat China like a giant wallet to pick from," Piers Smulders writes. His post opened the floodgates. Business leader and Protein from Water founder Alex Worker chimed in, slamming the lack of depth, vision, and forward-thinking industries in the delegation. There was no sign of Daisy Lab, Oppo Bio, or any of the biotech or functional food firms positioning New Zealand for the climate-aligned post-animal future. Instead, the delegation was stacked with old-world exporters, big ag incumbents, and policy hangovers from the John Key era. The tone from Luxon's camp didn't help. Hustling for more trade offshore, selling things to the world, creating jobs and lifting wages for Kiwis. It was less partnership, more pawn shop. Meanwhile, China, now leading the world in biomanufacturing, AI, clean energy, and precision health, is moving at warp speed. As Fei Tong noted in the thread, China's government and business leaders are thinking in terms of co-creation, shared innovation, and future-shaping industries. And New Zealand, still stuck in a sell-them-milk-and-invite-their-kids loop. Now compare that to Canada. This May, a Canadian food delegation, lean, founder-led, and laser-focused, attended two of China's biggest health and nutrition expos, SIEL and NHNE, backed by the Canadian Food Exporters Association and the Canadian Health Food Association. Just seven brands, real conversations, high-trust tastings, price, packaging, shelf appeal, all on the table. They came home with traction, clarity, and a commercial pipeline. And in November, they're heading back to the China International Import Expo, CIIE, China's largest national trade event, with 430,000-plus buyers and a clear mission, which is help international brands enter the market. The difference? Canada's government backs brands, not just commodities, not just old handshakes and staged photo ops. And that raises an awkward but important question. Does the New Zealand government simply not know how to do this? Is Wellington still operating from a 20th century playbook while the rest of the world writes new rules? It's not a lack of talent holding us back. It's a lack of imagination at the top. The frustration among Kiwi innovators is real. They're building regenerative brands, functional food platforms, and climate-smart ingredient stacks, but they're being left off the plane. So what's the fix? Recalibrate the entire China strategy. Fund an innovation-first, founder-led delegation to the next CIIE. Bring a range of niche and innovative startups offering more than just animal-based whey and dairy derivatives. Give them the chance to speak shelf-to-shelf with Chinese distributors. Showcase New Zealand's food future, fermented, functional, and forward. Stop selling to China. Start rebuilding with China, because the world's biggest food economy is not looking for more butter. It's looking for better partners. Times have changed. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.